question.
So when we think about the rights of people with lived experience of mental health problems, I suppose we often think about care and treatment, but you work in education. What rights do you have in education?
Well, I work for NUS Scotland, so we're working with colleges and universities, specifically students' associations in those colleges and universities, and they all have a duty under the Equality Act to make sure that people can't discriminate or harass or victimise you if you're a student or a prospective student applying to the institution, and mental ill health is covered by the Equality Act under disability, so people should be given the equal kind of people. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
And do you think that they are? Do you think that people have or take part in education equally? Is there a disparity between people with experience of mental health and those who don't?
Yeah, we know that people with lived experience of mental ill health aren't on an equal footing as their peers. Reasonable adjustments should be made so that people can participate fully in education and have an effective education. And failure to make reasonable adjustments is a type of discrimination. And that's the law, but students who experience mental ill health are still at a disadvantage. We've been collecting experiences of students in education who feel that they have been treated unfairly due to mental ill health, and things like lecturers refusing to respond to emails because students have missed classes due to mental ill health, despite a student's academic advisor informing all the lecturers of the need to allow for absences and being assured that they would. And that meant that the student didn't have all the lecture material, couldn't keep up with their course, and that wasn't an isolated case. We know there's a number of similar experiences, including another student who was told extensions are only given for real illnesses when requesting one for an anxiety disorder.
That's terrible. So what sorts of things can you do about it? I mean, what rights do people have if something like that comes up?
Well, they are protected under the Equality Act, so universities and colleges should be acting to make sure that these things don't happen. So what we can do is we can work with the Students' Association at the institution, and where we know what institution it was, and we can make sure that it doesn't happen again by putting pressure on them to review their policies, review their staff behaviours, and then hopefully put things in place to ensure it doesn't happen again, and also communicate that back to the person who's had that experience, and to everyone else, so that they know that discrimination will not be tolerated in universities and colleges, and have the confidence to report it when it does happen.
Thank you.